Have you ever just been creeped out? Are things just a little bit off? It gives you the hair on the back of your neck stands up. You get goosebumps. You get a queasy feeling. You don't like it. I don't like it. That's what I want to talk about today, dealing with liminal spaces and the uncanny valley. And liminal spaces are sort of a geographic architectural subsection of the uncanny valley. So that's what we're going to discuss. Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast. Welcome to Free for All Friday. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. But on Friday, we talk about whatever I really want to talk about. There is a video game series, a creepypasta series, online meme series on the internet called The Backrooms. If you are easily disturbed and you like things to be nice and pleasant, I don't recommend looking this up, but it's really spawned a life of its own. I don't know, for better or for worse, if I like the way the culture is right now, that we live in an unprecedented time where ideas can mutate and change very rapidly. I mean, if you lived in the 1990s, someone came up with an idea, probably took years for that idea to change, grow into different forms, music to be remixed, films to be recut, for ideas and slang and terms to be adapted, right? You know, you have artists will make something, another artist will sample it. Stories will be told, stories will be retold with different flourishes to them. But today, with the instant feedback culture of the internet, you create a meme, someone creates a counter meme, and it changes and evolves so quickly that that's why Gen Z humor, and I don't get Gen Z humor. I'm not great. I don't understand it. And it's not meant to be understood because Gen Z lives on the internet. And it's such a fast paced life that Gen Z humor becomes very ironic, very fast paced. It's similar to what an art style, I think, is called Dada-esque. Almost it's absurdist because people will make a meme and they'll change a meme and move on from the meme. What would have taken years back in the 90s will happen over the course of a few days now in the 2020s. So we see these things. So The Backrooms is a meme. It began on a 2019 thread on 4chan, never a great place to start. And there is a single image there. I'll do my best to describe it, but you should just look up The Backrooms. Just look it up, and it'll show you the original image. I'll do my best to describe it for you, because just looking at this picture, it is very eerie to me, and I get what's going on here. The picture is you're standing in a room, and you're looking through a place that should have a door, but it's open, and there's two walls, and through it you see another room. There's a series of fluorescent lights and another wall jutting out. It's like you're looking at kind of like an abandoned office space, but there's no office furniture anywhere. The walls have a sickly yellow tint to them. The carpet looks old, and it's like really beige. And like I said, you have the fluorescent lights. It looks like a very, it's a place that would just make you very tired or sick if you just were in there. It's very unenjoyable. And so that's called The Backroom. So that image appeared on the internet, and people weren't sure if it was real or not because it was so unsettling and uncanny. Like, oh, I don't like looking at this. So someone came up with a description of it that spawned a whole series of stories and video games and fan art and fan videos. This is the original description of what this place is. They imagined it as The Backrooms. They say, if you're not careful and you no-clip out of reality in the wrong areas. In video games, it's like you glitch and go somewhere. You'll end up in the back rooms, where it's nothing but the stink of old moist carpet, the madness of mono yellow, the endless background noise of fluorescent lights at maximum hum buzz, and approximately 600 million square miles of randomly segmented empty rooms to be trapped in. God save you if you hear something wandering around nearby, because it sure as hell has heard you. Now, I am a big fan of horror and psychological horror, and I think the best horror are the things that are not seen. So when it comes to The Backrooms, the later video games and the like fan film and art, imagine there's malevolent creatures roaming these back rooms. It's like, imagine just the most drab, empty office spaces you can think of. But it's expanded into other areas that people notice what's called liminal space. So liminal space tends to be spaces that are transitions between areas we live and reside in. And they tend to have a creepy quality to them because they're missing something. They're missing something that ought to be there. That's something that's related a little bit to the uncanny valley. So what's the uncanny valley? The uncanny valley, imagine you take a robot, right? The more it starts to look human, the more we enjoy it. So, you know, you have a toaster. Great. Put a toaster with a little smiley face on it. Oh, I like it even more. Give it arms and legs. Oh, that's cute. And as something looks more and more like a human, we like it more and more. Oh, that's cool. I like it. And if the android is indistinguishable from humans, we like it as much as a human because it's indistinguishable. But when you create a robot who only looks 99% human, not 100% human, but 99% human, it's terrifying. It's creepy. Look up images of Uncanny Valley. It's something very off-putting about it. It's like the CGI animated characters in the Polar Express. There's something weird when you look at them. You don't like them because they're almost human, but not totally human. That's called the Uncanny Valley. It, roboticists talk about it. When you make a robot, you either got to be like 75% human or 100% human. Don't try to go 98% human because it's creepy. And one theory for why it's creepy is that we have an evolutionary response to feel uneasy around humans that don't look human because they're probably sick. They might have a contagious or infectious disease. There's something we don't want to be around, or they might be dying. And so they have a pathology. I think that's one of the common evolutionary explanations for it. The idea is that we are unsettled because we stop noticing, like with a robot, 75% human, oh, we notice all the human features that are there. It's a cute robot. But with 98%, the only thing we notice are the human features that aren't there. We notice the things that are missing, and it fills us with dread and unease. And that's similar to liminal spaces. So it's not just these weird, like the office building here, it's something odd about it. There's no furniture, there's no desks, there's no people. You get that sense of unease. And there's all kinds of pictures people post online of that sense of unease. Really common ones include long hotel hallways, but no one's in them. So normally you think there'd be hotel guests, but there's no guests, and it's just a long hallway that looks like it goes on forever. Empty stairwells are another one. A lot of these are transition spaces where we don't really spend a lot of time there. The point is we are there to try to get somewhere else. So spending too long of a time there makes us feel uneasy. Or places where we notice things are missing. So another creepy liminal space would be there are pictures of empty Chuck E. Cheese's. So if you look at just like photographs that are taken, it has all like the arcade machines out and the pizza tables and all the other stuff, but there's no kids, there's nobody there. You feel a great sense of dread because an essential element of a Chuck E. Cheese is are the people there, right? I love Michael Scott in The Office. Like, I'm sick of Chuck E. Cheese. And then others be like, I'm actually not allowed to eat near a Chuck E. Cheese. If you have somebody who says that, you ought to be concerned. So you can find all different examples of that. There's even a video game you can play online called Pools. It's a photorealistic game. It looks like, honestly, it only looks like 95% real, which makes it more dreadful, where you walk around just like a large, empty, interconnected series of rooms. Some of them look like, you know, cavernous, modern architecture. Others look like smaller rooms. Some of them have pools in them, and the pools are like, you know, maybe like knee deep water you're walking through with like abandoned inner tubes and like a slide. And it's weird. It's a game where you just walk around and you try to find your way around. There's no bad guys, there's no jump scares, and it's sort of soothing, but it's also a very feeling of impending dread, a feeling of unease. It's scary in that you're always waiting for something to happen and nothing does. And it's just weird walking around this empty space with just the sound of the water swishing and your feet clomping. So that's called Pools. It's amazing. You can play a game. You can spend money to play a game. There's no bad guys. You don't jump at anybody. You don't rescue the princess. You just walk around an empty building for like an hour and a half. People like it because, I don't know, people have gotten weird now. But it is a weird sense of not fear, but anxiety, I think, that comes from that. So that would be, if you look that up online, backrooms, liminal space, that seems to be a lot of the things that will pop up that I find to just be really fascinating. I like stuff that's odd, macabre, bizarre. And now, you know, so if you get a weird feeling when you're walking down a hallway or going to a stairwell or you end up at a Chuck E. Cheese and nobody's there, now you know why you feel so odd about that. And be careful you don't noclip to the backrooms. All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.